Like a bomb blast, at long last, it's a podcast, the Cell Podcast. この番組はコラのスポンサーの提供でお送りします。
Eating Out, a public service announcement. Are you nervous about eating out? Worried it won't fit in with your lifestyle or your budget? Well, think of it this way. Eating out is a different kind of stimulus package for a neighborhood you probably already visit on a regular basis. Husbands, tired of the same old thing? Why not eat out tonight? Your wives will thank you for it.
Hello and welcome to the Cell Podcast. It's me, Carl, your host. Unfortunately, all of my co-hosts are currently out on vacation for the holidays, but I'm here toughing it out alone. So, without other people to talk with me, this may be a little bit shorter of an episode than typical. We got a few segments coming up here today. First, we've got a wonderful episode of Stories with Tony, which hopefully will lift all of our spirits wonderfully. So, take it away, Tony.
Stories with Tony.
Hey, all you shitheads, and a Merry Christmas to you. I got a wonderful story to tell you, very festive. The story is that of the little match girl. It's extremely uplifting. Listen closely. You'll be enlightened in no fucking time. So, once upon a time in New York City, which really is a hell of a town, once upon a time in New York City, it was Christmas Eve. And this was a long time ago, so they used to make kids work for shit, you know, unlike today where they just get everything for fucking free. So this was back in the day when parents made the kids work for shit. So there's this little girl, and her dad would make her go out and work selling matches to strangers in the street, which kind of is a not very responsible thing for a father to do, but I guess, you know, she got fired from her factory job, or maybe the union was having some sort of trouble. So she was working selling matches in the street. And no, because matches aren't a very good Christmas present unless it's some sort of poor, impoverished child, in which case she already had exactly what she needed for Christmas. So this poor girl, she was sitting there, and it was fucking cold because it was Christmas Eve in New York City. And so she sort of was huddling in a little alleyway, like a little niche in the wall, like where a trash can probably was supposed to go, but somebody stole the trash can, you know. So she was there, and all she had with her was these matches. And she really probably should have gone home, but she was terrified of going home because her father was terrible and beat her when she didn't sell out of matches. And so she knew that he would probably beat her tonight. So, you know, she was not excited about going home. So she was sitting there freezing her ass off in this little cubicle off of an alley in New York City. And she thought, gee willikers, what can I do to stay alive? You know, to stay warm, to stave off this encroaching hypothermia. And she realized that she had a solution right there in her fucking pocket. So she pulled out one of those matches, and she lit it. And what do you know? It burned, and it was beautiful. A wonderful hot flame by her fingertips. Sadly, not nearly enough to warm the body of a little tiny girl. I mean, she may have only been like 40 or 50 pounds, but still, you know, a match, what's it gonna do, you know? But as that match burned, she had a strange vision. She saw in the flame a wonderful Christmas tree being lit. And she could almost smell the scent of pine needles in the air. I mean, this is probably because of the fact that there was Nordstrom's across the street, but still. She's here looking into the flame of this candle. But the candle quickly burned out, and the vision disappeared with it. So she lit another candle. This time she had another vision. She saw holiday wreaths being hung on doors. She saw a wonderful holiday feast being laid out, and people, family, gathered around to gather it and eat it. And she thought, gee willikers, it sure would be nice if we had more to eat than fucking ramen noodles. But that's all we can afford because we're poor as shit. Soon enough, even this wonderful vision burned out, so she lit another candle, another match, and another match. More and more, she saw these wonderful visions, these images of Christmas taking place beautifully around the globe. People in Africa, people in Japan or something, you know. They were doing this random Christmas shit, and she was like, whoa, this is great. She had no idea that she was just hallucinating because she was fucking hypothermic. And soon enough, she only had one match left, and as she lit it, she got a vision of a grandmother who was dead, may she rest in peace. And the grandmother said, "My dear child, remember, every shooting star is a soul departing for heaven." And as she looked up into the sky, through the cracks in the ceiling above that alleyway, she saw a shooting star. And the poor child had no idea that that shooting star symbolized her spirit, which was leaving her body because she was freezing to death in an alley. Sure enough, the next morning, the street cleaners came by and there was this dead girl. And they were like, "Oh shit, we gotta call the police. Damn, you know, this is really fucking on my Christmas morning." But they had no idea that this poor child had suffered more in that previous night than they ever had in their entire lives. These people were hypocrites. But that's okay. Most of us are. Anyway, the moral of this story is that children who die young are blessed because they're freed from the suffering of this world or some shit like that. But seriously though, you should, you know, if you see a girl selling matches on the street corner, I guess buy them. There's not really a whole lot much more to it than that. Unfortunately, this story was written by Hans Christian Andersen, who was apparently, based on the pressing nature of most of his stories, a black hole with legs. Thank you very much for listening to the story, and I hope you have a merrier Christmas than that poor child did in the wonderful tale of the Match Girl. See you later, shitheads. God bless you.
Stories with Tony.
All right, thank you, Tony. That was, well, honestly, I'm not really sure what I expected, but nevertheless, moving on, we've got a nice segment from a new partner, Minnesota Internet Radio Online, which seems a little bit redundant, but that's what they're called. So, Minnesota Internet Radio Online, they're actually in the middle of a live telecast right now, so we're going to be cutting to them. Hopefully, we're not in the middle of something weird. You there, Minnesota?
Hello, and welcome back to Minnesota Internet Radio Online, Minnesota's number one internet radio station online since the internet. We've just heard a lovely performance of that wonderful Mozart hit, Lecht Mich im Arsch. A great little tune for any party or family gathering. Next up, we got a listener request. A wonderful song by everyone's favorite, Boys.com. Take it away, Boys.com. We're listening.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. A season like this comes just once in a lifetime. You better believe it. I know it don't make sense. But can we please just go with this? Nobody listens to the words in a song like this anyway. You know that I'm right now. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. You know the reason for the season is the sales pitch sublime. Oh, I love Christmas time. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Buying presents, buying Christmas trees. All the green and white,
yeah. All the green,
all the Christmas lights,
yeah.
I need some dough to buy a present for my honey. So give me all your money, fucked, so you get no brother. Ooh, 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 ooh. Christmas, Merry Christmas. You know the reason for the season.
You know the reason for the season.
You know the reason for the season. It's the sales pitch sublime. Oh, I love Christmas time. Time.
Thanks, boys.com. I think that really does encapsulate our feelings here at Minnesota Internet Radio Online pretty much exactly. Christmas really is a wonderful time of year. Certainly a bang zippy time of year. Got the snow falling all around, lots of frozen fish, lots of frozen everything, really. It's a fine time, as long as you're not a beaver. Ho ho ho. Those poor beavers. Anyway, to all you listeners out there, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas, and thank you for listening to Minnesota Internet Radio Online, Minnesota's number one radio station online since the internet, don't you know? Now, before we play another wonderful song for yous, we're going to send a little time back to our friends and associates. Take it away, friends and associates.
And we're back from Minnesota. Once again, I'm not sure what I expected, although apparently it wasn't that. Yeah. I gotta admit, the song did, play very much into my current feelings about, the holiday season. I know a lot of people out there are depressed because either they can't see their family or because they have to see their family or for all kinds of other reasons because they don't know what things to get. They didn't buy Christmas presents in time. They think they bought the wrong presents. I mean, it really, there's so much stuff that just puts so much undue stress on people this time of year, which is really unfortunate. I've got a treat for you guys here. The very first ever listener submission to the Cellbotcast. Somebody was really interested in having one of their bits aired, and since I was doing a Christmas episode, I said I could use it. I have not actually heard this yet, so hopefully it is not totally bizarre and terrifying. But given my track record so far today, I'll say there's a pretty good chance that it will be anyway. So here we have a listener submission from Jim.
Hello, this is Jimmy. I'm here today to talk about the presents I've got for my family members for Christmas, because I just can't wait till tomorrow. For my grandpa, I got him a gift card to Hooters, because the last time he went to Hooters, he said he was so happy he almost died. So maybe this time, he will. Ha ha, that was a joke. Okay, next part on my list. For my grandma, I got her a beautiful bouquet of flowers, which she probably won't appreciate because she is dead. And dead people don't like flowers. But all the people who see me putting them on her grave at the funeral place will think that I'm a young and intelligently conscientious young man. And that's cool. For my mother, I got her a new set of gardening tools, which hopefully won't remind her too much of the time last year when she had a horrifying affair with the gardener. For my dad, I got him a new gun cabinet to keep his shotguns in, because he's been sleeping with it under his pillow for so long, I feel bad for him. Well, that's all. Hopefully, none of my family members were listening to this, because if they found out before Christmas what I bought them, I might have to kill them. Ha ha! That's another joke. All right, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, see? What? I don't even know anymore. I don't even know. I don't want to know. Thank you, Jim, for the first and probably the very last listener submission to the Cellbotcast. Truly a momentous occasion, and you've made it a good one. Thank you so much, Jim. I hope you keep listening to the Cellbotcast, because I don't have that many people listening to me yet. Sorry, just a sec. I seem to be having some sort of technical problem on my end.
I feel like the people are losing sight of the holiday spirit. The real meaning of Christmas is like, all they care about is buying shit, getting shit, man. It's, they don't care about Jesus or whatever. You know, I had to say to myself, whoa, man, slow down, slow down. I ain't got to go to Best Buy just to get a goodbye. I ain't gotta go to Target just to stay on Target. I ain't gotta go to GameStop, your one-stop shop. Have you heard about the price drop on the Xbox One, the PlayStation 4? Yeah, man, we got them in stock. I ain't gotta do it, man. I ain't gotta go none of that shit, man. I can make things. I can give people the gift of service. I can do whatever the fuck I want because I don't have to do what America tells me to do. I have to do what my spirit tells me to do. It's Christmas, man. It's Christmas. It's all about the spirit, man. The Christmas spirit. It's all about the Christmas spirit. I gotta get the spirit of Christmas inside me. Can you hear it? Can you feel the spirit? The spirit is inside me. It's inside. It wants to come out. It wants to come out. Oh, the spirit wants to come out. It wants to come out. Oh, the spirit's coming out. Right now it's coming out. Oh.
Hello, and welcome to Heavy Metal Radio. I have here with me in the studio a very special guest. None other than renowned guitarist, KFC Face. KFC Face, how are you doing today? I suppose so. You know, it actually isn't as hard to understand you with that KFC bucket on your head as most people say. I couldn't have said it better myself, KFC Face. Now, as I understand it, if I'm not terribly mistaken, you've brought with you today for us to listen to a track from the forthcoming album by Axis Powers, Chinese Bicycles. Is that correct? Wow. I gotta say, KFC Face, I've been a huge fan of Axis Powers for years, and of yourself for nearly as long. And the fact that both of you, you and Axe Elrose, are coming together on this record is really, really quite remarkable. I mean, seriously, I got a hard boner just thinking about it. You can say that again. Now, if you don't mind, before we start playing the song, I just got a couple of questions I'd like to ask you. There have been a few rumors flying around, you see. One in particular about why you wear that KFC bucket on your head. Now, is it true that underneath that KFC mask you're actually horrifically scarred and disfigured? Really? Tell us more. Aw, a rabid gerbil. That sounds truly horrific. I'm glad you were able to survive such a tragedy, and to be able to move beyond it in order to create beautiful music, as well as an iconic look ripped off by such artists as Buckethead. I'm looking at you, bud. Well, you're right. I guess I'm a little hard on the guy. So, without any further ado, can you stick in that tape you brought with you? All right. Let's do this. I am ready for some metal.
Yeah. Time is swiftly nobody in this world is safe. Rubbing your tears gonna come in your face. My prime directive is getting laid. Yeah.
Wow. KFC face.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to say, that was one of the most beautiful experiences of my life. I'm truly moved by your guitar skills, by the lyrics of that song, and by the fact that me, of all people, you chose, okay, your agent chose, to play as this Christmas gift. An early release track from the new Axis Powers album. I mean, honestly, there is no better Christmas gift that I could have asked for. I love you too, KFC Face. Well, I guess that's about all the time we have for this segment today. But I'd like to wish all the people out there a very metal Christmas. Do you have any words for our listeners at home, KFC Face? And to all a good night.
Sorry about that. That was really, really weird. I don't know what that was. Hopefully that wasn't too strange. Couldn't be topping much of the rest of the stuff we've been hearing today. I am really missing my co-host, because usually one of them would have something hilarious or insightful to say right now, and I got nothing. I just want to say to all you guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast for the last couple of months. I know my releases have been much further apart than any typical podcast, but I feel like I'm really blessed to have you guys, anybody at all, listening to this shit that I make. And I really do want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. And I hope that you're getting the things you need. I hope that you're with your family if you want, or far away from your family if you don't want. I hope that you're feeling a little bit of peace and a little bit of love. And I wish you all the best. Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas. And since I won't be seeing you till then, a Happy New Year. Bye, everybody.
Like a long blast, at long last, it's a podcast, the Cellbotcast.
Thanks for listening. This episode of the Cellbotcast was performed and written in its entirety by Carl Cellbotka, except for the song The Axe Is Back, which featured the wonderful guitar stylings of Nicholas Jorgensen. Additionally, the band name Boys.com was suggested by my wonderful friend Kristen Molay. Thanks a lot, Kristen. Maybe if we're lucky, we'll see another hit single from Boys.com on a future episode of the Cell Podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you guys next month.